This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Wednesday, February 24th, 2021. I'm Derek Gilbert. Topic number 5 today, Banana Republic. That's us, the United States of America. The Supreme Court earlier this week chose to rule against a challenge to Pennsylvania's election procedures filed by the Pennsylvania Republican Party. Now, I said before that I thought that the Supreme Court ruled incorrectly on the Texas challenge to what happened in Pennsylvania that was rejected by the court because they said Texas did not have standing. Despite the fact that 19 other states had joined in with amicus briefs, we don't have standing because we don't live there. Well, the Supreme Court's refusal or denial of the suit by the Pennsylvania Republican Party is worse because it's pretty clear that the state of Pennsylvania, in the way it changed procedures ahead of the election, did not go according to the state constitution. It was unconstitutional, which means it should not be allowed. But the effect of these two rulings by the Supreme Court, saying to Texas and the states that joined it, you don't have standing, and saying to the people in Pennsylvania, it's too late, too bad. What the Supreme Court now has ruled and set as precedent is that election laws and procedures can't be challenged beyond a state court at any time, regardless of how badly those states shred their own laws or the United States Constitution or the effect that outcome of the election has on the other 49 states of the union. So here's how this game is rigged. Those who are trying to challenge Pennsylvania's corrupt and rigged election system were told that they couldn't challenge before the election because there was no victim. No one had voted yet, so there's no harm. The state of Texas and the 19 states that filed amicus briefs told they didn't have standing. So even though the outcome of Pennsylvania's election had an impact on the presidential results, we don't have standing, we don't live there, we don't vote there, we can't challenge. And now, Republicans in the state of Pennsylvania who challenged are told by the Supreme Court by a 6-3 vote, they can't challenge because now it's after the election. And so it's after the election. It's a moot point. You can't challenge before because there's no harm. You can't challenge after because, well, it's too late. And the rest of the country, you can't challenge because you don't live there. Now, it's one thing for an amateur observer like me with no legal training to get riled up about this, but Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, one of the three who voted against in the minority, is livid. He wrote in his dissent, and I'm going to quote now, "One wonders what this court is waiting for. We failed to settle this dispute before the election." They chose not to hear this case prior to the election, "and thus provide clear rules. Now we again fail to provide clear rules for future elections. The decision to leave election law hidden beneath a shroud of doubt is baffling. By doing nothing, we invite further confusion and erosion of voter confidence. The Constitution gives to each state legislature authority to determine the manner of federal elections. Yet both before and after the 2020 election, non-legislative officials in various states took it upon themselves to set the rules instead. The Pennsylvania legislature established an unambiguous deadline for receiving mail-in ballots. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court extended that deadline." Bear in mind, Supreme Court, not the legislature, as outlined in Pennsylvania's Constitution and the United States Constitution, "and ordered officials to count ballots received by the new deadline, even if there was no evidence, such as a postmark, that the ballots were mailed by Election Day. These cases provide us with an ideal opportunity to address this before the next election cycle. The refusal to do so is inexplicable," end quote. Well, it's inexplicable if you assume that fixing the problem is what they really want to do. In the minds of those who fixed it this way, this is a feature, not a bug. What the Supreme Court has done now is legalize institutional voter fraud and neuters state legislatures, which are supposed to be the bodies representing us who determine how the elections are to be run. I mean, it makes you wonder why progressives even bothered to protest the nominations of Neil Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court, because they voted with the majority in this. And it makes us as conservatives and conservative Christians, why we bother to try to elect a conservative president? Because apparently it doesn't really matter who we elect to the White House, because once they're in office, once they're on the bench, the justices are going to do what the justices do. We were supposed to have a 6-3 conservative majority on the Supreme Court. Don't get me started on Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. Bottom line here, though, as Christians, is not to put our faith in government. not to put our faith in men and women, because they will always let us down. We serve a king, remember that. Keep that top of mind, because if you don't, and you follow this too closely, you go crazy. Topic number four now, moving on. Another couple of trillion. House of Representatives Budget Committee approved Monday a bill with $1.9 trillion in coronavirus relief. That's what they're calling it. This is supported by President Biden. The measure passed on a mainly partisan vote of 19-16. The full House is supposed to vote on it later this week. The 591-page bill unveiled Friday night includes $1,400 direct checks to eligible Americans making less than $75,000 a year, extensions of $400 in federal unemployment benefits. But the bill also contains billions of dollars for other Democratic priorities, including $350 billion in state and local government aid, $130 billion in school funding, $19 billion to state and local governments as housing aid, and get this, $1 billion earmarked for vaccines confidence activities. In other words, $1 billion for public relations to convince you and me to take the coronavirus vaccine. That's in the bill. Topic number three, Canada's 30 tyrants. Again, a reference to that article I talked about Monday. Canada has declared China's treatment of its Muslim Uyghur minority a genocide on Monday, but this move is not supported by Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Canada, now the second country to declare a genocide in China's Xinjiang province, that's in the western part of the country, the Turkish Uyghur minority, up to 1 million of them incarcerated, according to some reports. Former U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo did so, declaring this a genocide before leaving office last month. But that move now under review by the Biden administration. And again, I'll note that last week at his town hall in Milwaukee, President Biden said it's just a cultural difference. Who are the masters? Who are the oligarchs supporting our foreign masters? 30 tyrants. Look it up. Athens, 30 tyrants. Sparta. You'll understand the reference. Topic number two, mapping critical race theory. Parents, a useful tool now online. A new website launched tracking critical race theory curricula and training at universities across the country. This offers an interactive map. You can click on your state, see which institutions of higher learning are teaching critical race theory to students, which is an ideology that, according to the founder of the website, objectifies people based on race. The website is criticalrace.org. It's a project of Legal Insurrection Foundation and Cornell University law professor William Jacobson. He's just wanting to make parents and students aware of schools that promote critical race theory. Quoting from the website now, critical race theory is not the traditional civil rights movement, which sought to provide equal opportunity and dignity without regard to race. Rather, critical race theory and the training to implement it is a radical ideology that focuses on race as the key to understanding society and objectifies people based on race, end quote. In other words, it turns Dr. Martin Luther King's dream upside down. You know, his dream of a future in which his children and grandchildren could be judged for the content of their character and not the color of their skin. Critical race theory turns it upside down and says everything is about the color of your skin, and that the very foundation of Western civilization, and specifically the civilization of the United States of America, is systemically racist and must be dismantled. This is an outgrowth of Marxism, which you might remember has a vested interest in destroying capitalist societies like the United States of America. So, parents, you might want to know before spending your hard-earned money or letting your child take out massive loans how that money is being used. CriticalRace.org. Coming up, the Pope and the Moon God. That's next on 5 and 10.
Millions of Americans are suffering a health crisis epidemic right now, completely unnecessarily. But what if I told you it didn't have to be this way? The truth for many is that the real culprit of modern disease is simply a lack of God-given knowledge. In Unlocking Eden, we provide hopeful, scientifically supported revelations regarding how you can access freedom from the bondages of disease. SkyWatch TV is proud to announce the Unlocking Eden Special Collection. From the importance of detoxification, circadian rhythm, intermittent fasting, and unburdening metabolic pathways to maximizing immunity, methylation, and absolute essentials like quality sleep, Unlocking Eden is filled cover to cover with groundbreaking information that can help unlock the body's natural healing mechanisms, which can revolutionize your health and your life. In this incredible special collection from Skywatch TV, you'll also receive the Unlocking Eden companion DVD, featuring the entire four-week television series on Unlocking Eden and special content with my co-author Daniel Belt and I on securing some of nature's most powerful antiviral nutrition during seasons of virus, flu, and so much more. We're also including the never-before-released special edition Eden's Essentials publication featuring special reports on gut health, chronic pain and sleep management, fermented foods, and so much more. You'll also receive the Eden's Essentials Founders Vision DVD, featuring interviews with Dr. Thomas Horn and Daniel Belt and I on our vision to provide nutrient-dense supplements derived directly from non-genetically modified foods, grown from clean soil, free of pesticides, herbicides, and biosediments to achieve the highest degree of health possible. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $150. Yours now for a donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So revolutionize your health, maximize your immunity, and restore your vitality. The Unlocking Eden Special Collection, available now at the Skywatch TV store online. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Item number one today. So the Pope, an Imam, and a Yazidi walk into a temple. I wish this was a joke, but this is true. Pope Francis will hold an interreligious prayer service at the ancient Mesopotamian site of Ur next week. This will be at the Great Ziggurat of Ur, which was a temple to the moon god, Nana. The Sumerian title of it, when you actually break it down, is translates into English as something like House of the Foundation of Terror. Seriously, that's in my book, Bad Moon Rising. Nana, also called Sin, which is not coincidental because God chose to take Moses to Mount Sinai. Seriously, the scholar said that's where the name comes from. Sin was the Akkadian name, Nana the Sumerian name for the moon god worshipped at the city of Ur. Well, archaeologists are hoping this will draw tourists back to the area. This prayer service will be attended by Christians, Muslims, Mandean, Sabaean, Yazidi, and other religious minorities in Iraq. It's believed by many that Ur in southeast Iraq was the birthplace of Abraham. I beg to differ. In fact, Sharon and I have talked about this, and this will be a key part of my forthcoming book. We know that Terah, his father, Abraham, and the family moved from a city called Ur. Ur in southeast Iraq is not the only one in Mesopotamia, to Haran. And then from Haran, Abram went to Canaan. Well, look at a map here. You can see the direction that they would have taken from southeast Iraq, here, up the Euphrates River. If they were going to Canaan, they would have made a left turn at Mari and crossed the desert on the old caravan trail, going through Palmyra, Damascus, and but they didn't. They head north, almost as though they made a wrong turn. This is like going from Atlanta to Kansas City by way of Milwaukee or by way of Minneapolis. Not likely. Now, look, here is Ur on the map. Okay, here is Haran, where Abraham eventually left. The city of Ur-Kesh, Ur-Kasdim in the Bible, is there. Now, what seems more likely to you? Just saying. I can just hear the voice of Sala from Indiana Jones saying, "They're looking in the wrong place." But again, I think the bigger question is, why is the Pope going to pray at the temple of an ancient god? I assume because it's an interreligious service, he's not going to pray away the spirit or pray against the spirit that inspired it. Well, we're in the middle of a supernatural war. This is just another manifestation of it. And Sharon and I, along with our friend L.A. Marzulli, will be talking about this at the Decoding the Supernatural conference coming up in just, well, about a week and a half now, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. That's just 30 minutes south of Nashville. And we hope you can join us. March 5th, 6th, and 7th, Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday morning. And it's hosted by Global Fire Ministries. That's Pastor Jeff Jansen there in the middle. Jeff, a new friend, and we look forward to meeting him, his wife Jan, and you. Registration is only $25 for this conference. Please join us if you can. If you cannot go to Nashville or the Nashville area for the conference, you can stream it on the web And that too is only $25. For information and to sign up today, log on to globalfireministries.com, globalfireministries.com. Then we'll take you on a tour of the Holy Land and show you the battlegrounds in the ancient war. The Bible, when you know what you're looking for, is really a chronicle of this long war, and we will take you to key battlegrounds all throughout the Holy Land. Shiloh, Shechem, modern Nablus. We won't go to the city. We'll look down on it from the path that takes us up to the altar of Joshua. Gilgal, Rephaim, of course, Jerusalem. We'll see the Holy City, the Temple Mount, the actual historic sites of the crucifixion and burial tomb of Jesus, thanks to our special guest, Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat, who will join us from Tel Aviv. We'll go to Masada. We'll visit the Dead Sea, sites in the Negev, archaeology galore, but also the sites you want to see, Sea of Galilee. We'll worship on the Sea of Galilee, baptize in the Jordan River, and more. Don't miss this, and please take advantage of the 3-day optional extension to Jordan, where we will visit Mount Nebo and see what Moses saw, looking into his only look into the Promised Land, and the Red Desert of Wadi Rum and Petra, too. Yes, where they shot that Indiana Jones movie. All of that and more, you can find out full details, breakdown of the cost, sample itinerary, and more, and sign up online, skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. Hey, if you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, maybe it's because of the way you're eating. We Americans are sicker than we should be. Daniel Belt and Bree Graffia of Eden's Essentials break it down and offer some common sense advice. Joe Horn, Tom Horn, and the Skywatch team, that's the broadcast program this week, and you'll find our broadcast schedule online, skywatchtv.com/channels, but we will broadcast whenever it's convenient for you. Make us dance to your tune. Just add the Skywatch TV app to Apple TV or Roku. Apple TV users, come on, add that app, and we'll be there whenever you click the remote, or just download our free mobile app. The mobile app will bring it all of these programs, plus news that the mainstream media would like you to miss, and schedule of our upcoming events as well. All of that to your smartphone or tablet, whether it's iOS, Android, or Amazon Kindle Fire tablet. We've got free apps for all of those, and links to the app stores are at skywatchtv.com. You'll find my stuff online, where Sharon and I put all of our stuff, and that is gilberthouse.org. That's the site for our weekly Bible study, the Gilbert House Fellowship, as we go through the Bible verse by verse in chronological order. We hope you'll join us there, gilberthouse.org. Thank you for watching as we keep watch. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV.